The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus journeyed from one town and village to another, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. Accompanying him were the 12 and some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward Chuza, Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their resources. The Gospel of the Lord. I think when we reflect on or think of what did Jesus do during his ministry during those 3 years that led to his suffering, death, and resurrection, a lot of times what comes first to our mind, his miracles. Healing the sick, walking on water, calming the storm. And I think we forget one essential part of the ministry of Jesus, actually the part that took most of his time, and that was teaching. Jesus went from town to town proclaiming the gospel, teaching about the kingdom of God. Even at the beginning of his ministry, when he was at Peter's house and he healed Peter's mother-in-law, then everybody brought the sick to him for healing. And during that night, Jesus went alone to pray. In the morning, they were looking for him. And when his disciples found him, they told him, people are looking for you. And Jesus told them, I came to preach the good news. Let us go to the next villages and towns. Preaching and teaching was the essential part of Jesus' ministry. And in today's gospel, we again are reminded that's what Jesus did. And part of those whom he taught, those who followed him, his disciples, were not only male or the men, but there were women also who followed him and were his disciples. And that's very unusual for the time of Jesus. Most of the students of rabbis were only male. Women were not allowed to learn and to, know their faith and to be disciples of a male person. But yet Jesus broke that both boundaries. There were men, male and female, men and women, Greek and Gentile, rich and poor. And we're told that these women, some of them were rich, and that from their resources, they provided for Jesus and the rest of the group. And yet in the first reading, we're told that money or the love of money is the root of all evil. It's not money is the root of evil, it's the love of money. When we put money ahead of other people, when we put money sometimes ahead of God, where we make money our God, that's the problem with money, with being rich, not just being rich. But if we recognize that our money, although we worked hard to earn it, but really it's a blessing from the Lord, he's given us the gifts and talents that helped us to earn our money, he's given us those opportunities, then we realize that our money should be in service of the same mission that Jesus did, proclaiming the kingdom, building the kingdom of God. And we become more generous in sharing the blessings that God has given us. Today, we're reminded that each one of us is called to be a disciple of Jesus. All of us are sinners. Some of these women were sinners. Some of the men were sinners. Actually, all of them were sinners. All of us are sinners. It doesn't matter that we're rich or poor, male or female, educated or not educated, young or old. All of us are called to sit at the feet of Jesus and learn from him, and then share that good news with others.